Good morning, everyone. My name is Spencer Boudreau. We started a couple of minutes late. We had a little technical problem. God is more forgiving than computers. I'd like now to introduce the Vice Principal of McGill of Research and International Relations, Dr. Denis Therrien, who would like to wish you a word of bienvenue.
Thank you, Spencer. I don't know if I should apologize, but I'm going to tell you anyway that in my previous life, I was a computer person. So, bienvenue toujours, tout le monde ce matin. Bienvenue à Montréal. Bienvenue à l'Université McGill. Professor Jackson from University of Warwick in the United Kingdom. Bienvenue à vous. Professeur Isabelle Saint-Martin de la Sorbonne à Paris. Bienvenue. Diane Moore from Harvard University. I don't see you. Bienvenue à vous aussi. Et professeur Georges Leroux, professeur émérite à l'Université du Québec à Montréal. Merci d'être avec nous ce matin. Bienvenue à tous les participants, que vous soyez de McGill ou n'importe où ailleurs. Merci aux organisateurs, Hélène Perrault, doyenne de la Faculté d'éducation, et Spencer Boudreau, vice-doyen de la Faculté d'éducation, qui ont été les promoteurs de ces organisateurs principaux de cet événement. I think it's a very interesting occasion. I was telling Hélène just as we were waiting for the stupid computer to behave properly, that I've been 4 years in that position, and I don't recall a week that has been as hectic as this one in my 4 years. I'm triply booked this morning at this time, and it's been like that most of the week. There was no way I was not going to show up here. We're very proud to host this symposium. I think it tells you about the unique role of university in helping to understand and shape the society that we live in. It's a subject of intellectual, social relevance. It's important to bring together in a neutral, truth-seeking, information-sharing environment stakeholders from all sectors of the university, scholars, teachers, administrators, policymakers, public in general. And the question is not about if religious literacy exists or should exist, but the question is, why is it important? There's always an intellectual curiosity in a university that drives many of us to want to know and understand other belief systems. And as a professor in this university, and now as an administrator, I find this obviously the most natural thing in the world. This is what is my life and our lives has been about, research, analyze, trying to understand. But I think there's also very practical and socially valuable aspects to that kind of knowledge. McGill is an interesting case in that direction. It's a publicly funded secular institution, 34,000 students, about 7,000 international students, international in the sense of coming outside of Canada, not coming outside of Quebec, coming from more than 160 countries. And those who do come from Quebec and from the rest of Canada, many, many of them are themselves issued of diverse cultural backgrounds. And once they are here, they can select from a vast array of programs and courses which are anchored in religious literacy. There is a task force that has just begun its work, headed by the principal. So at the very top level of the university is the second task force of that she's been putting in front of the community here, and it's about excellence and diversity. And we see excellence, obviously, as a defining characteristic of McGill University, no need to argue about this. We see diversity as a defining characteristic of this university, and for me this is absolutely at the same level of importance, and I was a strong supporter of that project of the principal to put such a task force in front of the community to help us understand better and to define better what actions we could take to promote these two pillars of what is our university. So the question that you're going to be looking at is a question, I think, which is crucially central to McGill existence. And it's obviously a question that has a universal appeal. So I look forward to hearing the results of your deliberation. And I wish our international colleagues and everyone else in this room to have informative, stimulating, and constructive discussions. Merci beaucoup. Bienvenue.
Thank you very much, Dr. Terrien.